I recently moved out. My parents stay in California. I finished high school there and took a job in LA. I had a senior here who helped me find a small apartment perfect for myself. I've been self-dependent from a very young age, so moving out wasn't that scary for me. The apartment was already furnished enough. The only thing I needed was a new mattress. One of my colleagues at work told me there's a local IKEA store 2 blocks away from our workplace. So, one evening, I decided to head there after work. It was a warm summer night, and even though I wanted to leave early, I couldn't. At around 8:30, I finally reached the IKEA store. A vast range of different types of furniture stood all around me. The store closes at 9, so I hurried to the bedding section. I was looking for a comfy sleeping mattress. There was one guy at the sales counter located near the entrance. The store was mostly empty. I stood near the mattress collection and started to go through the price tags, looking for affordable prices. I looked all around, expecting a sales guy to help me out, but I didn't see anyone. I don't know how long I was checking out the mattresses. My concentration broke, hearing a voice behind me. "Are you looking for anything particular, ma'am?" I turned back immediately and saw an average height, bony dude standing behind me wearing an employee uniform. His eyes were creepy. It wasn't just wide, but the eyeballs were almost bulging out of their eye sockets. I replied awkwardly, "I would like this one." He smiled creepily and said, "We do have some more collections at the back, and those will come at a good discount too. If you want, I can show you." I thought it won't harm to check some more options out, so I said, "Sure, show me." The man started to walk towards the end of the store, and I followed him there. As soon as we reached the left corner of the store, I realized maybe this was a bad idea. This particular area was quite far away from the entrance, and dark, too. I could see wrapped furniture scattered all over the place. The man pointed out to a pile of mattresses put up against the wall and said, "Why don't you check those? Hope you find what you're looking for." And smiled even bigger this time. I nervously walked towards the pile and started to go through the price tags. I could tell from my peripheral vision that the man kept watching my every single move like a creep. I turned back at him and said, I think I'm gonna go for the first one." The man was standing right in front of the way, leading to the entrance. My heartbeat got faster, because I knew he was blocking my way, and there were no security cameras nearby. The man replied, "There are some more in the basement too. If you come with me, I can get you a good deal." That moment I decided to man up and confront him for his creepy behavior. I said, "No thanks. I've made up my mind. Let's go to the first section, shall we?" Suddenly, the man covered his face with his hands and started to sob like a child. I definitely wasn't expecting this to happen. I said, what happened?" He looked at me and I saw his tearful, wide eyes. There was a pain in his face, yet I couldn't help but feel awkward with his behavior. The man said,
"Please, please stop me."
I replied,
"Stop from what? Are you all right?"
He looked at his hands mysteriously and then looked at me again.
"Listen, if you're feeling sick, we can call for the paramedics. Let me ask the man in the counter."
I started to walk past him to reach out for help, just when he grabbed my hand tightly and said,
"You have to stop me before I kill again. I don't want to do this anymore."
The ground beneath my feet started to shiver.
"What? What are you? Oh my God!"
I tried to ask for help, but before I could do so, a huge punch hit my face, knocking me out in a second. When I woke from my slumber, I noticed myself tied to a chair. I slowly opened my eyes and looked around. My left eye was throbbing with pain. I realized that the psycho guy had abducted me.
"Help me! Somebody please help me! I'm here!"
I screamed as loud as I could. Suddenly, I heard a muffled gagging sound coming from behind me. I was tied tight, so it was impossible to move a muscle. I realized that there was someone with me in this room. I pushed myself at the back and accidentally fell on the floor. I hit my head, but what I saw terrified me like hell. There was a man tied to another chair.
He was wearing a pair of jeans and had bruises all over his face. Someone beat him up brutally. The man said in a painful, sobbing voice,
"He stole my uniform. Call the cops."
And then passed out. I heard footsteps coming down the stairs. I realized we were in a basement area. I screamed,
"Is somebody here? Please, please help us!"
But then I heard the same sobbing sound.
"I told you to stop me. Why didn't you?"
The man wearing the IKEA uniform came in front of me. I realized this guy is an imposter. He not only abducted me, but also beat the shit out of an actual salesman of the IKEA unit.
"You crazy psycho! Don't think you're gonna get away with this! The cops will find you and you will rot in jail!"
The man then looked at me with an expressionless face and started to laugh all of a sudden. Then he said,
"It's not the first time that I'm doing this, you know."
I started to breathe heavily. I understood this guy is a serial killer. He came closer to me and lifted me from the floor. He then faced me towards the poor guy and said,
"Tell me, do you like gory movies?"
And took out a gun from his pocket. He slowly walked towards the unconscious man on the chair and stood behind him, looking directly at me. I started to cry in terror.
"Why? Why are you doing this? Please, let us go. What have we done?"
The man screamed like crazy and said,
"Be quiet! You are interrupting me with your bullshit now! You won't realize how much fun it is until you do it."
He then lifted his hand and placed the gun behind the man's head. The man got back to his senses and said in a dizzy voice,
What's happening? What is this?"
I screamed at the top of my lungs,
"No, please don't!"
And at that moment, a loud gunshot took place, almost making my ears numbed. That psycho shot that poor salesman from point-blank range. His blood splattered on my face, and I screamed one last time. My voice got choked, and I sat there, silently sobbing. My entire life flashed in front of my eyes while the psycho started to walk towards me. I knew my end was near, and probably like his other victims, no one will know about me and that poor IKEA salesman. He then came close to me and whispered in my ear,
"Don't suffer so much. I hate when they suffer like this. It'll only take a second. Now, close your eyes, doll."
I closed my eyes as tears rolled down my cheeks. I could hear my breath as I waited for death. The man placed the warm gun on my forehead, burning my skin a bit, but I didn't feel that pain anymore. I heard the trigger being pulled back one more time. Then the man said, for the last and final time,
"Ready or not, here it comes."
When I opened my eyes, I saw cops running around me, and the psycho lying on the floor, coughing blood. His eyes looked at me, and then he never blinked. It's been 5 days since I was released from the hospital. The man at the counter was about to close the store when he realized he saw a girl entering the unit, but never saw her leaving the place. So, he decided to check the footage. Just when he found me standing near the mattress area, talking to a guy and then following him to the other side of the store. He recognized that the guy is not their salesman. Moreover, he's an infamous serial killer that the cops were looking for. He rushed there and found the basement door locked. He called the cops immediately and also heard the first gunshot. I was lucky enough that the cops reached me as soon as they did and saved me from this devil before he shot me, just like the poor salesman. I might have to undergo therapy. I'm now boarding a flight to San Francisco to stay with my parents. I don't know when I'll be able to move out again and live on my own. I work in an IKEA store as a general manager. I started as a salesman, but later got promoted for my good reputation and hard work. There are all kinds of buyers in this world. I've faced many weird as well as temperamental customers. But my balancing nature always helped in dealing with all kinds of individuals. until I met this one particular woman. Generally, our store hours run from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. I like my job, so I have no complaints regarding the work pressure on weekends. Anyway, it was a Thursday, probably around 8 p.m. I was sitting near the counter and making a list of required deliveries on the computer. There are currently two salesmen in our shop, Sophie and Justin. Both of them were busy demonstrating to a few customers, just when the store door opened and a woman entered. I looked and saw a petite, average height woman standing near the entrance. She looked around the entire store cluelessly and then looked at me. Our eyes met and she smiled at me. She then slowly walked towards a pair of couches kept on her right side. I got busy again at work. Even though I was typing on the computer, I couldn't help but notice her from time to time. First, she started at those couches for a few seconds, and then touched one of its leather covers. Surprisingly, she nodded her head and said, "No." The couches stood at a close distance from the counter, so I could hear her saying no quite perfectly. I thought she would ponder more in the couch section, but she didn't. She went straight to the bedding corners and started to check mattresses this time. After checking 2 to 3 options, she again nodded her head and said no. Even though I couldn't hear her this time, I guessed the reaction from her lip movement. She then walked to the cupboard corner and started to look at them with deep concentration. "Well, I guess IKEA can get you all confused when it comes to buying furniture," I murmured to myself. I finally shrugged off her weird behavior and paid attention to typing the list. Not everyone who comes into the store is obligated to buy things, you know. So, I thought if she needs help, she'll ask on her own. A few more minutes passed and I was just about to mail the list to the provider, when my eyes went on the dashboard of my counter and I almost screamed in fear. There was a pale, bony hand resting on it. I looked up and saw the same woman was standing at the counter and staring at me with an expressionless face.
"Hello, how can I help you, ma'am?"
"Yes, I need some guidance on buying a..."
She looked at those couches again and stopped talking.
"Are you looking for couches?"
She didn't answer me. She just kept looking at the couches and then started to whisper.
"No, don't. Don't do that."
"Ma'am, is everything all right? Ma'am?"
I almost shouted. She looked at me with nervous eyes and said,
"Yes, I'm terribly sorry. My husband keeps interrupting me."
Now, it was 9 p.m., and the store started to become empty. Justin already left early that day, so there was only Sophie and myself. I looked around and saw she wasn't there. At that moment, it was just me and this weird woman in the store. I looked everywhere and said in a confused voice,
"Your husband?"
"Yes, he's not in a happy mood today, but he'll be fine once I find something good for him."
And then smiled in a very unnatural way. When the woman entered, I saw her alone, and since then customers left the store, and no one has gone inside so far. I stood near the entrance so no one could avoid my watch while entering this IKEA store. I said,
"But ma'am, I don't see your husband anywhere. Are you sure everything's all right?"
She suddenly turned pale and said,
"What do you mean you don't see him? He's standing right behind you."
The hair on the back of my neck stood up in fear. I couldn't decide on my next move. Should I be calling for Sophie out loud or just turn my back? The woman looked over my shoulder and said,
"No, don't!"
I couldn't stop myself anymore. I bolted out from that counter.
"Sophie, where are you?"
I screamed frantically. There was no one at the counter, but I was still shivering in an unknown fear. The woman started to whisper in a low voice,
"Just tell me what you want, Sam, and I will get it for you. And then you must leave me alone. Do you get it, Sam?"
Sophie came rushing out of the washroom, hearing my scream, and said,
"What in the hell is going on here?"
I pointed towards the woman and said,
"She's saying some crazy shit and behaving even crazier."
Sophie and I stood to the side while watching this woman ranting and whispering to the wind. The woman then looked right at us and said,
"Please tell him to leave me now. I'm tired of doing this every day."
Then started to cry like a child. Sophie got close to her and said,
"Tell whom, ma'am? Who are you talking to?"
She screamed like a lunatic.
My dead husband! He keeps coming back!
Sophie and I both froze in fear. Suddenly, the woman grabbed Sophie's hand and started whispering.
No, no, please.
I ran to the counter to call the cops, seeing things going out of hand, just when the store lights started flickering. Sophie screamed and freed her to run to the door. I too ran with her as the woman started to vomit on the floor. We were both extremely scared and out of rational explanations. The furniture at the store started to swing in the air and collide with each other, making loud thuds. Some of these furnitures even broke into pieces due to these supernatural occurrences. As soon as Sophie and I came out of the store, the entrance door shut behind us. We banged on it and tried to open it, but nothing helped. The woman kept vomiting on the floor as the lights flickered and furniture rattled against each other. Suddenly, the lights went off and all the sound stopped. We were both panting in fear. With my trembling hand, I called 911. We tried to open the door once again, and surprisingly, it opened this time. The store was in complete darkness, hence none of us could figure out a single thing in the dark. Sophie and I were walking side by side when we both almost slipped on the floor.
Ah, shit! What was under my feet?
Sophie said. I too felt that the floor had become slippery. I thought maybe we had stepped on the vomit, and I turned on the flashlight on my phone, only to witness something that I will never be able to forget about. The woman was lying dead on the floor. Her face was staring at us, her eyes were wide and coming out of the eye sockets, and there were blood drops on her lips. We realized that she had vomited blood this entire time, but this is not the only scary part we came across. The woman was being dragged on the blood and left in the middle of the store. We could see a trail of blood splattered on the floor in a straight line. The cops came and they inspected the entire store and talked to all of us and the customers who visited the shop that day. The paramedics declared this woman was suffering from an illness, which is why she vomited blood and later died out of a heart attack. But the only question that haunts me to sleep is, she was completely alone in the store when the supernatural occurrences took place, because Sophie and I already ran outside. No one was inside except her. Then, who dragged her body to the middle of the store after she died? I'm trying to get more information on this woman. I want to know what happened to her husband, if there was any. I promise to let you know once I get a hold of that. Till then, stay safe. This is probably the first time that I'm opening up to people. I've been on a run for the last month. I'm not going to disclose my name because I don't want to go to prison. Before you sympathize with me, let me tell you that I am the bad guy in this story. Hence, I am paying for what I did. I'm a 34-year-old American male. I had a bad habit of gambling for which I could never do savings for myself. When my landlord warned me for the one last time that if I didn't pay the rent next month, he'll throw me out into the streets, I finally decided to do something with my miserable life. I took a job at IKEA. I used to arrange the store and shift unwanted pieces of furniture to the basement. Then, after the customers left, I used to clean the floor and leave for home. The manager of the store gave me a spare key for the store, as I became the last one to leave this place. The job was boring, but this was my only way to earn some cash. Sometimes I used to sleep in the expensive mattresses of the store after it got closed. I kind of liked roaming around the store, pretending that I am in my home and these are all my furnitures. But I was always careful with the furniture, so that no harm took place on them. Slowly, things started to settle down for me. I got a small raise and my life was taking a good turn. But it seems like I am my biggest enemy, which is why I ruined everything for once and all. One weekend, I went to a bar to drink and chill for some time. After a long time, I touched alcohol, hence I crossed my limits and drank a lot. It was a local bar and there were only a few people around. I looked at my phone and saw it was 9 p.m. I was thinking to leave when my eyes went to the other side of the bar. A girl was sitting at the bar and drinking beer. She looked at me, and our eyes met. There was something in her stare that made me feel like she was interested in me. She smiled at me, and I smiled back at her. I then got up and walked up to her with stumbling feet. I was feeling quite drunk. I said, "Hey, are you waiting for someone?" She laughed in a teasing manner and said, "What do you think?" I realized that she was playing with me. I got close to her and said, "If you're not waiting for anyone, you can come with me." The girl got up immediately and said, "Okay, let's go." I wasn't expecting such a prompt reply, so I got a bit surprised. We came out of the bar and got into my car. She said, "Do you think you should be driving?" I smiled awkwardly, because I was feeling too drunk to drive at that moment. The girl smiled again and said, "Here, give me your keys, I'll drive." Without thinking much, I gave her my keys. She started the engine, and we hit the road.
"So, where are we going?"
she asked. I replied,
"We can go to my place, or there's a place where I can take you too."
She looked at me with curious eyes and said,
"Where?"
I told her that I work at IKEA and that I have the keys to sneak inside. She laughed and agreed to go with me there. We arrived near the store at 11 p.m. I unlocked the door and we went inside. I saw her eyes dazzled as soon as we entered the door. She started to run around like an excited little girl. Sometimes she sat on the wooden chairs, and other times she was lying on every couch and mattress in the store. I understood that she was excited. But the way she was running around and touching the furniture, I got a bit worried.
"Hey, slow down. Please don't break anything. My boss doesn't know I come here after work hours."
She laughed and sat on a wooden table nearby. I walked up to her hoping for something to happen between me and her, when she said,
"So, do you bring all of your girls here for casual hookups?"
Honestly, I never brought anyone there before. So I said,
"Oh God, no. I'm not that kind of guy. Honestly, you're the first girl I brought here."
I saw her face change suddenly. She looked around and said in a curious voice,
"Do you mind telling me where your boss keeps the store cash?"
"What? Why?"
I said. She got up and said,
"Well, we can check, you know. Don't you want to be rich?"
And she smiled mysteriously. I understood that I brought trouble into this place. Her words didn't feel right to me, so I said in an awkward tone,
"You know, this place is stuffy. Why don't we go to my house and do something fun?"
I left the car keys on the table she was sitting on before, so without wasting any more time, I went towards them and picked them up to leave. As I turned back at her, my heart stopped. She was holding a sharp knife and grinning at me.
"What are you doing?"
I said. She smiled and said,
"Take me to the cash counter before I spill your entrails out."
Oh my God, this woman was trying to rob the store. That's why she came so willingly with me.
"Look, you're making a big mistake. I'll be in trouble if something happens to the store,"
I said in a panting voice.
I don't care, you dumb shit. Just take me to the cash counter or I will stab you to death right now,"
she replied. Out of fear, I started to walk towards the cash counter. I was still feeling drunk, hence I couldn't take any chance to tackle her, because she was the one who had a weapon with her. The only thing that has been going in my mind is that if she robs this place and leaves, the entire suspicion will come on me. There hasn't been a break-in, as I opened the door and let her in. Except for the store manager, I'm the only one who has a spare key. We reached the counter and she rushed to the small cupboard where the cash was kept. She hit the small lock on the cupboard with the butt of her knife and the lock broke. There were bundles of notes inside the cupboard. Her eyes dazzled as she looked at the money. She kept the knife on the slab of the counter and started to fill her bag with the money. She was occupied with such greed that she almost forgot I was standing close to her. As soon as she let go of her weapon, I thought that this was my chance to stop her. I picked up the knife and said,
"Stop! I'm calling the cops right now!"
She turned back to me and screamed like an animal. She then jumped on me to get her knife back. We were tackling each other, and amid that, a terrible accident took place. I accidentally stabbed her in the chest. Blood poured down from her mouth and chest. She held her chest, and I saw fear and pain in her eyes at the same time. She then crouched down on the floor and choked for a while.
Oh my god, are you alright? I didn't mean to.
I tried to stop her bleeding, but it was already too late. I saw her body becoming still within a wink, and she died. Yes, I murdered her. I committed murder. I am a murderer now. But what I did next makes me evil, I guess. I sat down on the floor and watched her dead body for a few minutes, then got up to end this nightmare. Only if I knew that I could never do that. I wrapped her body in a plastic sheet, and then locked her in an old Almira under the basement. She's still lying there. I cleaned the floor, washed off all the blood, and since then, I've been on the run. I drive most of the days, so that I can go as far as possible. At night, I take shelter in the roadside motel. I took some money from the IKEA store, because it will help me to suffice. I don't know how long I'll be able to continue like this. I'm sure the cops are looking for me, or maybe not. I'm not sure. The only thing that is 10 times scarier than this entire incident is when I lay on the bed to sleep. I hear her, no matter where I go. I see her standing near my bed in the middle of the night, holding her bloody chest while blood keeps gushing out of her mouth. She just stares at me with a horrible, lifeless grin, and says, "Let me go. Let me go. Let me go!"